Black girl honesty with Sharice.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Black Girl Honesty. So I was talking to a friend the other day, and we were just talking about friendships that have dissolved. So there was this idea that some friends feel as though we have to do whatever it is that they have asked us to do, or some friends feel that it's okay to do away with a long-term friendship because you didn't show up to their birthday party. I think for a lot of women, they've gotten to a point where they start to treat their female friends as if they are their man. If you think about being in a relationship with a guy, you sometimes feel obligated to do a little bit more, primarily because he's giving you the business. But in a situation with a friend, where we don't have sex together, we don't live together, we don't have any kids that we share, you start to think, why is it that you hold me accountable for so much in your life? Am I more than your friend? No. I'm not obligated to meet 100% of your expectations. What I'm obligated to do is to support you as best I can, to be an ear to listen when I'm available, to send you cash if I have it to send, to babysit if it fits into my schedule, to show up to your events in the event I don't have anything to do. Not being present 100% doesn't make you a shitty friend. What makes you a shitty friend is never being available. And what makes the other person a shitty friend is dissolving the relationship because you didn't do what they wanted. And for some reason, that one time has canceled out all the other times you were there. I don't know if it's being single, or being an independent woman, or just not being happy in your relationship with your man that makes female friends so clingy. But what I do know is that we have to have a mutual respect for boundaries. We have to stop with these false expectations because people are people, and even when they aren't trying to hurt you, you let yourself be hurt over something so small. If the girl didn't sleep with your man, steal your money, or your identity, stop dissolving good friendships because you live off of emotions and not logic. The logical thing to do is to understand that sometimes your friends just can't. And sometimes they can't because they don't feel like it. And that's okay because there are times when you don't feel like it. The point is, I'm not your man. I'm your friend. My job isn't to care for you in the same manner I care for my kids or the man that's paying bills around the house. My job is to be the true definition of a friend. And according to Webster, that's one, a person who has a strong liking for and trust in another person, or two, a person who is not an enemy, friend, or foe. So I'm not your enemy because I don't always have a yes. I'm your friend because I like you enough to do for you. But doing for you is on my terms and my terms only. I'm not your man. I'm your friend.